G'day everyone, this is Damien McMorrow from the Castaway Podcast. It's December the 25th, 2005. So I guess the best thing to start us off is Merry Christmas. This morning, just wanted to show you a very quick way to handle the Christmas turkey. And I'm hoping that I can get this uploaded quickly enough so that it might actually be of some use to somebody because of the time difference between here and the US. Just while I'm waiting for the oven to warm up and so on, I'm just out in the yard opening the side gate because we've got some visitors coming over for breakfast. Sharon's mum and dad and sister Helen. I want to come along so that they can see our little two-year-old daughter Jade open her Christmas presents, because that's always a pretty special sort of thing. It's extremely hot here today. Obviously quite a bit different to the sort of Christmas that most of you in the US are going to experience. It's forecast to be about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, Celsius, sorry, here today, which I think, I'm not brilliant on metric conversion, but I think that's probably somewhere in the 90s. Perhaps someone can correct me there if I'm wrong. Just on the subject of people correcting me and so on, I just wanted to thank everybody who listens to us through Blind Cool Tech for emailing me in regards to my last podcast where we cooked a chili dish. It's always interesting to know some of the different terminology. For instance, I was referring a lot to mince, pork mince it was, which apparently most of you over there refer to as ground pork or something along those lines. So thanks for pointing that out. I'm always interested in those sort of comments. And I'll try and remember to clarify things a little bit better in future. Okay, well, our oven should be fairly well heated up by now. Hello, Clifford. It's Clifford, our Tibetan Spaniel. Just running around the kitchen. I think he can smell food. Like most dogs, hangs around like a bad smell when there's the prospect of food anywhere around. Now, what we've done to start with, we've got the oven on, and here we go with the metric conversions and all that sort of fun stuff again. We've got the oven on 220 degrees Celsius to start us off. This particular one is a fan-forced oven, and that of course means that things are going to cook a little bit quicker. The turkey we've cheated a little bit with, in that I don't particularly like handling giblets, we call them here, all the innards and things that you have to take out in order to stuff a turkey. So we've cheated and got the butcher to do that for us. And we've got him to stuff the turkey with a honey and macadamia nut stuffing, which is very nice, or it certainly was last year. I'm hoping it's as good again. And what we're going to do is just pop it in the oven. What we tend to do in Australia is have turkey cold because it's so hot, particularly in this part of the country. So we tend to have it cold with a lot of salads and those sorts of things. We usually have ham and that kind of thing with it, rather than the traditional cranberry sauce and roast potatoes and all that sort of thing. So this is really easy. First thing we do is get a can of spray-on cooking oil. You can do it with the normal sort of olive oil you get in a bottle or whatever. It does the same sort of job, but this is just a little bit easier. So I'm just going to spray the outside of the turkey with oil. And what that does is just helps to make it crispy. And I'm just sort of spreading that around with my hands at the moment. Just sort of spray a small area at a time and then spread it over the bird. Try and get it nice and even. Fairly similar, you can use this technique for also for like pork roast and those sorts of things. It tends to make the outside skin go nice and crispy. Hello.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, darling. Bubby's just about ready to come out.
Okay, whereabouts is the salt? Trying not to mess up the kitchen because Sharon's just cleaned it, so don't want to make a mess when we've got people coming for breakfast. Okay, so we've got a let's put a little bit more on. We've got a pretty good coating all over there now, so I'm just going to sprinkle some salt if I can get some to come out, which it is now. That's good. Probably the Heart Foundation and similar people would complain at the amount of salt I'm putting on here, but it's only Christmas once a year and it makes it taste good. So, I'm not going to worry about them for the moment. Okay, I'm just making sure that we've got a good coating of salt everywhere. And that looks pretty good to me, I'd say. Okay. The water's not in the oven yet, is it? Oh, you've already done that. Okay, thank you. That's the other little trick with this, is that what I do like to do normally is to put a tray of water in the bottom of the oven. And that tends to stop it drying out. Nothing worse than spoiling a perfectly good turkey by drying it out. Okay, that's the salt all over it. Wash my hands before we go any further. Okay. So we'll pop it in the oven now. I'll just grab a pair of oven gloves because the oven's been on for a little while. I don't really want to start the day by burning myself, if I can possibly avoid it. Cloth type oven mitts, but the silicon type oven gloves will do the job here. And as you can possibly hear in the background, Jade's up and about. And I would say within a couple of minutes she'll be getting stuck into her presents. Okay. So we'll lift our turkey into the oven now. Now this one is a size 35, which I don't know quite what that relates to. I suppose there's probably tolerances for different weights and so on, have different numerical values, I'm not sure. But I don't know what those are. Basically the point of that comment though was that with a fan forced oven I normally allow half an hour per kilo, so we'll probably cook this for that didn't sound good We'll probably cook this for somewhere around 4.5 hours, I'm guessing. Well, what we'll do is we'll start it off on 220 degrees and we leave it like that for sort of the first 20 minutes or so. And that again helps to crisp up the outside skin. Sorry, I'm just tidying up the mess that I just made. And then we sort of turn it down to somewhere between 180 and 200 for the remaining 2 hours. You'll be able to, or you won't because we'll be finished, but if you're doing this yourself, you'll be able to hear it sizzling as it's cooking, and that'll tell you that the skin is crisping up nicely. I tend to get Sharon to check it after about the sort of 2 hour mark just to make sure we're not overcooking it, because you still have to be a little bit careful with undercooked poultry. But if you stick to the 4.5 hour per kilo, you'd probably be fairly safe. If you haven't got a fan forced oven, I would probably work on around about 40 to 45 minutes per kilo. If you're cooking with a barbecue or a camp oven or something, it's a different ball game entirely, and that's a little bit more uncertain, so we won't go into that. I won't bore everybody while we wait to turn it down. That's pretty much it. Again, I'd just like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and thank everybody for all the great submissions that have been sent into Blind Cool Tech and all of the great emails that have been sent to me. Our direct web address is www.castawaypod.com. We now have our own domain name, so that's a little different to last time, although the other address will still work if you subscribe to that way. Our email address, if you'd like to send us a comment, is castaway, all one word, at database, that's dadabase.net. If you've got any ideas or anything you'd like me to cover or any questions about any of the recipes and things like that that we do or that we've done or that we're going to do, please feel free to shoot me an email. Also, just make a closing comment that there's been a little bit of a gap in terms of content in the last few weeks because of a lot of overtime projects going on at work and that sort of thing. But I am hoping to get some sound seeing tours done in the next week or so. So keep an eye on the website, and hopefully there'll be a lot more content there very, very soon. Also during the week we'll be interviewing Sydney musician Helen Matthews and playing some music from her CD, so stay tuned for that one. Alright, well, I'm going to go and enjoy watching Jade open her presents, and I hope everybody has a great Christmas day and Christmas season, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.